T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Side effects may include drowsiness.
Yeah, fairly. It's Monday, all right? Come on. Give us a break. Been off the entire weekend. Got to be retrained here on Monday to begin with. Here we go, getting underway. Hour number two, the Bobby Mack Show with yours truly in the air chair, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South, the president of Insensitivity University, where our speciality is non-politically correct studies. Here is how you join me and talk about the topics of the day as you scurry around getting ready for Christmas. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, and my email address is bob@1063WORD.com. In on the text line this afternoon, let me use this opportunity right here at the outset to get caught up. Bobby, in reference to the report, now that they're older, my kids don't call my brother uncle. They call him drunkle. Wonder what they mean by that. Bob, I'm almost to the point that I think the president should just send in the army and remove all Democrats from the House and arrest them for treason. Force sometimes is the only thing to get traitors' attention. From Richard. Bob Horowitz was like the O.J. Simpson jurors. Sold their souls, protected their own, contradicted their own findings. Read 3 pages of Agatha Christie, and you're smart enough to smell fraud. Bob, I feel the Democrats are using this strategy. Let's poke the bear until he turns around and walks away. But what they don't realize is that this bear is going to pick them up and rip them in half. Bobby, when will Nadler request that Trump be dunked in water to see if he floats? Like the old Salem witch trials is what that's referencing. Bobby, Epstein hanged himself? I have to disagree. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. Yeah, I was kind of trolling for that one. Bobby, who is the lead investigator in the Horowitz investigation? James Comey? Him or Robert Mueller? One or the other. And I know Mueller wouldn't have found anything either, of course. Bobby, how are the Democrats going to answer to the voters for refusing to allow Republican witnesses? All Democrats on all levels of government need to be removed. Well, the voters can do that. You know, we have term limits. Bobby, no one is ever going to jail over any of this. If they did, the government would have to admit that they act in the way they already know they do. Bobby, those omissions and inaccuracies in the report would likely be political bias and blatant misconduct. I would agree. Bobby, I don't know where this quote came from, but I've heard you are either a legally armed citizen or an owned peasant. Bobby, the dummy craps have painted themselves into a very nice corner here. They don't dare drop their impeachment efforts due to their base, and they don't dare let it get to the Senate because the Bidens and Adam Bullshit will be subpoenaed and placed under oath. No matter what they do, they lose at this point. And Nancy Pelosi, of all people, gets to say, well, I told you so. We get to watch the dummy craps go the way of the Whigs and the Tories. from Tracy. Yeah, the wild card here, though, is what if it gets to the Senate and Lindsey does as he was talking with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News, Fox Business News over the weekend, saying, well, you know, we don't really want to dig any deeper into this mud hole. We'll just dispense with it. We're not going to call Adam Schiff or either one of the Bidens or anybody else. We'll just, once I'm sure that we've got 51 votes to acquit, then we'll dispense with it. So why, after all the sound and fury from little Lindsey, wait until they get over here on my side of the hill in front of the Judiciary Committee, blah, 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 is Lindsey now saying, well, not so fast, you know, maybe we should just dispense with all this and hope it all goes away. Well, there may be some rationale behind Lindsey's thinking, and it could be because perchance there is some culpability gulp on Lindsey's part. And make no mistake, Lindsey, despite having all the money in the world in his campaign war chest, still has his liberal friends, like those that run La Socialista, the state newspaper in Colombia. They had a big piece today about what's wrong with Lindsey and how wonderful the Democrats look, and which is typical for La Socialista. They are similar philosophically, ideologically, with Pravda here, the Greenville Daily Worker. They are diehard libs. But this piece at the Conservative Treehouse, that's the website, Conservative Treehouse, delving into what has been turned up by a journalist. Yes, there is one, apparently, still out there. Chanel Rion from One America News, the story that she turned up, leads to another explanation that go a long way towards our understanding of why Lindsey would just prefer to all of this just go away, don't you know? And I will share with you some of this piece from Sundance at Conservative Treehouse coming up here. Let's go ahead and get to the phones first, though. Let's go to Fountain Inn here this Monday afternoon and bring in Todd here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Todd, and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McLean, on this dreary Monday.
Yes, sir. Let's brighten it up.
Okay. How do we get rid of Lindsey Graham outside of waiting for an election year? Because I've kind of heard rumors about this before that he may have some involvement in the Burisma in the Ukraine scandal. And I was like, no. He's smarter than that. And then with this lady reporter coming out with it, I'm like,
right,
okay, that makes sense why he has done nothing for 12 months on this. And to me, it feels like he is protecting everybody. What I'm worried about is, one, you know, is he going to kill it before it gets there? Two, if he can't manage to kill the impeachment when it gets there, how much is he going to submarine and sabotage this thing?
Well, if you mean kill it before it gets there through his influence, because that would be the only way, because, of course, he's on the other side of the hill, and other
well,
than his
well,
influence.
Once it gets there, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Once it gets there. Yeah.
I apologize. Once it gets there, you know, is he going to kill it? Or, you know, if he can't kill it because, you know, some Republicans are going to walk on, no. We want our say in this, Jack. You know, how much is, you know, I mean, if he's vested in this,
mm-hmm.
then how much is he going to submarine this and you know, go, okay, we have to do something to keep all of us out of trouble. You know, Donald Trump goes down, we stay out of trouble.
Right.
Donald Trump stays up, we're all in it. We're in prison.
Let me try and answer your question with a question of my own, Todd. In your experience, has Lindsey been more in the category of talking big or doing big?
He's like, okay, I do heating and air.
Yeah.
I knock on the door, and a dog comes running to the door. He's like, later, dude. You know, and, you know, once he gets out on the back porch and there's a screen, you know, there's a glass door between us, it's like,
yeah,
come on out here.
Right.
I've got a full yard to go to back out.
Right.
And that's my impression of Lance.
Well, that's a great analogy. You know, he barks like a dog, and he has no bite. And given that history, I think if he has an opportunity to make all this go away, he knows that he has the votes for Trump to be acquitted in a trial in the Senate. Whether they hear any evidence or not, I think he would opt for that. That's just my guess.
But if he puts it to a vote and the other Republicans say, no, we want to hear this, we don't want it to die right here.
Right.
What would happen? Would it go on to a hearing, or would it die right there because he wants it to? I'm not sure.
It would fall under the purview of the Judiciary Committee, of which he's the chairman. So he has the say there. However, you know, one of his bosses, the guy that assigns the committee chairmanships, is the turtle, Mitch McConnell. And it's your guess is as good as mine as to whether he feels like he has as much to cover up as Lindsey does, and so he'd go along with it, or whether so much heat is generated on him by other Republicans in the Senate, and I don't mean, for instance, you know, the usual rhino crowd like Mitt Romney, then he might force Lindsey's hand. It's going to be interesting to follow, that's for sure. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate the call. 17 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and when we come right back, I will get into this article today about Lindsey and his purported involvement with McCain and this woman that ambassador who testified last week or the week, but I guess it was last week, who may have perjured herself in her testimony. This is kind of a deep dive, but it's worth knowing. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Kind of a cloudy, gloomy, drab Monday, but this too will pass. One more day of this, and then we'll be back, get some sunshine back in here. So as we went to the break, I mentioned a couple of things. One, this woman, Chanel Rion, who is an investigative journalist for One America News Network, OAN. Turns out, we learn from Conservative Treehouse and from OAN, that she traveled with Rudy Giuliani to Ukraine. And now the media, which of course have been lending credence to this whole bogus impeachment inquiry, giving it legitimacy or trying to, media all going, losing their minds after finding out Giuliani is now gathering even more information about creepy Uncle Joe and his son, ne'er-do-well son Hunter, and their corrupt endeavors within Ukraine. In the following interview, former Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin spoke to OAN about Joe Biden's direct role in getting his office as the prosecutor in Ukraine to stop investigating his son, Hunter. The problem for Joe Biden was when Shokin seized all of Burisma's assets, the Ukrainian gas company could no longer pay his kid, Hunter. So the VP demanded that Shokin, as the prosecutor, be removed. Here is the report from Chanel Rion at OAN.
And former Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin speaks to OAN about Joe Biden's direct role in getting his office to stop investigating his son, Hunter. One America Chanel Rion has that story.
Former Ukrainian Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin told One American News in Kyiv that in July and August of 2015, his office prepared to question Hunter Biden over money laundering activities tracing directly back to Burisma. Shokin says pressure to stop investigating Hunter Biden's Burisma activities then increased, and President Poroshenko personally asked Shokin to wind down the Burisma investigation to appease then Vice President and Obama's Ukraine point man, Joe Biden. As the months passed, more cases and investigations into Burisma began to spring up, and President Poroshenko came to Shokin's office and told Shokin the Burisma case was why Joe Biden wouldn't release $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees, money Ukraine needed desperately. Yes, said Shokin. That's what he told me. He came to me and said, you are a patriot of Ukraine. We need this $1 billion. We're at war. And if you are a patriot, you will close this case. My conversation with Poroshenko on this, Shokin says, was in a phone call. It was after we started seizing Burisma assets in Ukraine when Poroshenko called me and said, listen, this all has to stop already. Joe Biden's temper is overflowing. This seizing of Burisma assets, said Poroshenko, was the last straw. Shokin says Poroshenko then paid him a visit in his office, asking for Shokin's resignation. Shokin responded and asked, why do I have to go? I haven't done anything wrong. I'm doing my job. This is standard procedure. We have reason to freeze Burisma assets. And Poroshenko said, Biden is angry about you freezing Burisma assets. I'll figure something out. We asked Shokin if this demand for a resignation was specifically because Biden had asked for it, or if there were other possible reasons. Shokin insists it was all Biden. Because of Biden, says Shokin. Everyone knew what was going on. Poroshenko told me directly that I had to step down as prosecutor general because of Joe Biden. Biden and leftist media claim Shokin was corrupt and inept and had to be dismissed, despite the fact that not a single charge of corruption has ever been raised or proven against Shokin to date. Uh-oh. To this, Shokin shrugs. Shokin says people don't have to believe him. Just look at the transcripts. Biden's transcripts, that is. The transcripts of Biden's telephone conversations with Poroshenko, says Shokin, is where the truth will show itself. Uh-oh. Americans must demand it. And if they do, they will see, broad as day, Joe Biden was illegally influencing foreign officials in order to protect his son, Hunter, and shield illegal money laundering activities. One American News verified on camera what Shokin has stated for months when he issued a stunning 12-page sworn affidavit to an Austrian court stating how Joe Biden was directly involved in interfering with active cases under investigation. For more, be sure to watch part three of our One America News Investigates special, debunking the Adam Schiff case for impeachment. I'm Chanel Rion, One America News, Washington.
Wow. just wow. Now, here's a question that comes immediately to mind. Does Fox News have any investigative journalists? They send any of them with Rudy Giuliani over to Ukraine to find out what really happened over there, what Biden was really up to, throwing his weight around, threatening Ukraine. Look, this prosecutor's got to go. He's frozen the assets of a company that my kid is on the board of directors for, and he's not getting paid. Is Biden the subject of an investigation in Washington? No, Donald Trump is. And why is Donald Trump under investigation? Because he was trying to get to the bottom of all the corruption that Biden was up to his neck in. That's why. And that's why these people are so desperate that bad orange man must go. 429 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll go to the phones again, and I'll catch up with the text line as well when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show. And more from this piece on the Lutsenko interview is still to come in the Bobby Mack Show here on Monday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A little sound of the season as we head for Christmas and Hanukkah right around the corner as well. I have a thing about the Burl Ives classic Holly Jolly Christmas. Because Burl Ives, Burl was a commie, all right? He was a card-carrying commie. He was a great actor, but he was a card-carrying commie, and I don't like the guy, all right? So I'm not going to play the Burl Ives version of that song, and Moneypenny knows that I despise it. So, the very first Christmas bumper she pulls out today, naturally, is Holly Jolly Christmas, but it's not. It's not by Burl Ives. Who was that by, Moneypenny?
Lady Antebellum.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. As far as I know, Lady Antebellum is not a commie.
I mean, I knew you would love it. That's why I picked it.
Yeah, it is one of my personal favorites. Not. 23 before 5 here, the Bobby Mack Show in on the text line. Bobby, somebody better find those Biden transcripts. If not, they will certainly disappear. I mean, I don't know where they're being held, but they may have already disappeared. Bobby, please run for Senate. I will vote for you against Lindsey Graham. I'm a 26-year-old Republican who has had enough of his... Right. Well, see, the problem with that is, number one, I would give up a salaried position in doing so. Yeah, and I could replace it with an even higher paid position. What do senators make now? Something like $250? $350? Something. Moneypenny, I'll check and find out. And the other real sea anchor to that is that if you're running for political office, you can't do your radio show. So I would have to give up the show.
This can't be right.
What's it say?
10,000. 10,400 a year plus per diem.
Now, that must be state senate.
It is.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Right. U.S. Senate. Yeah. We'll check that one out. Bobby, isn't Adam Schiff's, isn't he involved or on a board of a company that helped launder money from Burisma? Sounds a little too cozy for me. Well, many are. Who knows? He may be in there as well. Bob, a texter merely says, holy, well, you know, right. Bobby Biden was a crook before he was a candidate, so hush. Yeah, I kind of am partial to the guys who became millionaires before they ran for office, rather than the other way around. Bobby Mack, I think the only reason Biden entered the race was to start the Ukraine investigation. Well, why would Biden want to do that? It's going to come back and get mud all over his shoes and the cuffs of the pants of his $5,000 suit. Yeah, Moneypenny's research is finished.
And I quote, the compensation for most senators, representatives, delegates, and the resident commissioner of Puerto Rico is $174,000.
Why are you looking up Puerto Rico?
That's the line.
No, put in salary United States Senate.
Compensation for most senators, representatives, delegates, and...
From Puerto Rico.
And the resident commissioner of Puerto Rico. So all of them get paid the same.
No, I
don't
think so.
That's what it says here.
No, that's wrong. Because congressmen make like $175,000.
Let's see, the only exemptions include the Speaker of the House. The salary is $223,500.
So they're saying a U.S. senator makes how much?
$174,000 a year.
Well, they're either horribly overpaid, but then again, they got to make it up somehow.
And it says the president pro temp of the Senate and the majority and the minority leaders of the House and Senate make $193,400.
Okay, well, I guess that's right then. Bobby, wow again. That story just made me switch from Fox to OAN, One America News Network, from Sean in Liberty. You bet. Bob, according to the reporter, Ms. Rion, creepy Joe Biden has an overflowing temper. Yeah, but he's a swell guy. Salt of the earth. He's lunch pail Joe, you know. He's one of us. He's a really good egg. Exactly, Bobby. Where is Fox? They don't want to know. Trust me. They don't want to know. Well, I remember Lindsay sometime back saying, well, look, you know, if you can't like Joe Biden as a human being, then there's something wrong with you. Uh-huh, right. Bobby, no one is above the law. Well, except Hillary and Joe. Bobby, what's the truth about Shokin's reputation? Was there a manufactured reason for a worldwide consensus to remove him? I don't know that there was a worldwide consensus to remove him. Oh, one of our Waser traffic spotters checks in. Bobby, accident 385 southbound at Woodruff. Ouch. It's in the left lane, making for slow going south on 385. Bobby, Lindsey Graham has stated over and over the quote, no one's going to tell me how, what, or whom to investigate. Yeah, he's all talk. He wanted this IG report to come out so he could say, see, there's nothing to see here. I trust in the IG report, and I'm not going to undermine it. It's all a well-choreographed play by all the guilty perpetrators. Bobby, if lying Lindsey passes on holding a Senate investigation, the libs will claim that the Senate gave the president a pass and we'll never hear the end of it. We must expose this sham for what it really is. From Ray. Thank you, Ray. To the phones we go. James is along. He is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, James, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. How are you?
So far, so good.
Me too. Hey, I watched most of the hearing today. As hard as it was, of course, my blood, like you sound, my blood pressure went through the roof again.
Yep, right.
And I was just curious, if they're so scared of the conservative Republicans, they are sure pissing off 63 million gun-toting rednecks.
You bet they
are. That's not too smart.
No.
That's not too smart because I've talked to a lot of people during this holiday season, and not one of them is not more mad than I've ever seen them. I mean, really talking like I'm talking.
Yeah.
Just mad.
Yeah, this is beyond the pale.
There's got to be repercussions to the Democratic Party for what they've done to America. Robbed it of 3.5 years at least so far. But enough of that. Last night, my mom forced me to watch the Miss Universe pageant.
Oh, boy.
And I know. God help me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it, but I guess they call it equality, racism equality. But I truly, for the first time, saw what I would consider a Miss Universe. And she was Miss Puerto Rico. And she lost to a woman that looked like a substitute teacher. And it was just hey, you can take it for what it is. But anyone that would see it would say, yeah, if she wasn't black, she wouldn't have won.
You know,
Miss Puerto Rico was the most outstanding Miss Universe I had ever seen.
She was.
She was
an 11 on a scale of 10.
I would say at least a 13. I kind of go over the board a little bit.
Okay, well, that's all right, too.
I really love women. I think they can go as high as a 33, actually. Okay, and the last thing, Bob, I heard you getting some great putting tips last week. I got to give you the best. I spent hundreds of hours with the best in the world.
Right.
If you want to lower your score, for every hour you spend hitting your driver
right.
through your clubs, spend 2 hours on that putting green.
Yep, and one more hour.
Short game.
Yep, one more hour chipping, and watch your
you
handicap. Watch your handicap come down by 5 shots in a month.
Bob, I'll tell you another trick. Take 400 balls, throw them in the woods, and hit every one of them out.
See, that's not my problem though. You know, I'm as straight as a yardstick, but I just can't hit it anywhere anymore. You know, because I'm getting up in years.
I'll take it straight.
Yeah.
I'll take it straight than off the planet, buddy.
I'll tell you what, it is a lot easier to hit the green when you're in the short grass.
But putting comes with time, no matter what.
Yep, you're right.
And
you're right.
If you can't make those 5-footers, you're never going to score.
Right. Yeah, and I hate those ones that are in, I refer to that as the throw-up zone.
Exactly. You know, especially at a U.S. Open.
You bet.
Have 5 feet
that's
and then 30 feet coming back.
That's right. Just breathe on the ball and see if it gets to the hole. Thank you, James. I appreciate the call. 447, 13 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. And by the way, while we're on the topic, be sure and pick up my new instructional video that is just available, how to make that all-important fourth putt. Be right back. Plenty more to come here in the Bobby Mack Show on this cloudy, gray, gloomy, off and on rainy Monday afternoon. In on the text line 71307. Bobby Mack is the best show on radio. We're very lucky to have a team like Bobby and Tara. Very kind. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby Mack, there's every possible reason to believe that Lindsey Graham's prints are all over this whole thing. His close relationship with one of the perpetrators, John McCain. Well, remember when the so-called Steele dossier first came out, it was John McCain who sent one of his aides over to England to get a copy of it to give to the FBI. his close relationship with one of the perpetrators, John McCain, I believe the circumstantial evidence deserves question and scrutiny. Bobby, the Democrats are nothing more than the communists now. They're accusing President Trump of what they have actually done. Those who vote for them are useful idiots to the commiecrats, a term I heard you use. Hope you don't mind if I use it. Not in the least. To the phones we go. Let's head to Campobello and bring in Lou here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Lou. How's your Monday?
It's going great, Bobby. I hope yours is as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You know, your previous texter just commented. I hope everybody else is as appalled as I am to know that they're trying to impeach Trump for what Joe Biden admittedly, laughingly, and smugly said he did.
Yep.
And the fact that Biden's kid, I think Pelosi's kid, there's a few other Democrats in Washington, their kids sit on boards for foreign companies. They have absolutely no business being on there. They have no experience, nothing to make it better. It's payoff and graft that they're getting. But,
well, John Kerry's stepson was partners with Hunter Biden in this Burisma deal. And finally had the good sense to say, wait a minute, this is getting too seamy even for me. And he pulled out.
Well, actually, if nothing would have come to light, do you think he would have pulled out even if he knew what was going on?
Sure.
He knew he wasn't qualified to sit on there. But you know something? Nothing would make me feel better than if Lindsey Graham called the Senate to order, said, okay, first things first, let's vote on it. We voted right on party lines, and they found him not guilty of impeachment. And it was over within 6 or 7 minutes.
Right.
But you know what's going to happen. The press is going to pick up the ball and say, the Democrats impeached in the House. They did a thorough investigation, and the Republicans voted on party lines, threw out all the evidence that was introduced, and they let him off the hook.
Yeah, it was a whitewash. The Republicans whitewashed the guilty bad orange man.
That's right. And some of the very low income voters are going to swallow it without asking any questions, and maybe even some swing voters are going to swallow it without asking any questions, and it may hurt Trump a little bit. But the people that actually investigate, like I said, if you were watching when they said, I think it was Jim Jordan from Ohio,
right,
proud to be a fellow Buckeye with him. But he said, if anybody here has any personal knowledge of any of these wrongdoings, please raise your hand. It was classic. So,
yep.
So what are we doing? You know, I say, hey, I saw Bobby Mack rob a bank. And when they come to me and they say, so when did you see him? Well, I didn't. Joe saw him. And then you go to Joe, well, Bill saw him. I mean, there's no evidence he did anything wrong.
Well, it's even worse than that, Lou. It's Bobby Mack once thought about robbing a bank, and so therefore he's guilty of bank robbery.
Actually, Bobby Mack made the comment once, I wish I had more money, and they're assuming
right.
You meant you wanted to rob a bank.
Exactly, right. And so therefore I'm guilty, and I've got to go too.
And I'd like to think that Lindsey Graham, after the Kavanaugh hearings, realized when he voted for Sonia sodomize us some more,
right.
and they didn't reciprocate. I think even Lindsey Graham finally realized what a den of thieves and snakes he's dealing with. However, the bad news on Lindsey Graham, he has a war chest that's beyond compared to anybody else, and he has such support in the Midlands and the Low Country with the Democrat population there. I don't think he's ever won the upstate. He's not going anywhere. The only one that's going to retire Lindsey Graham is Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, you may be right. Thank you, Lou. I appreciate the call. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show has zipped on past here on Monday. Stand by, though, because we kick off the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mack Show. 5 o'clock Follies on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.